Many of Alaska's mid-sized communities will miss out on some of the transportation money from the massive economic stimulus package. Anchorage will get its money, but communities with between 5,000 and 200,000 residents were left out of formula funding. Alaska's congressional delegation is calling it a mistake and an oversight. Alaska was supposed to get an exception from language that requires a certain amount to be spent in small communities. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Local transportation officials in Fairbanks thought they'd receive about $5 million through the stimulus formula funding, but they've now learned that's not the case. Roger Wetherell with the State Department of Transportation says they're not alone.
This is not a Fairbanks issue solely on Fairbanks, but it applies equally to other areas such as the Mat-Su, the Kenai Peninsula, Juneau, Kodiak, Sitka, and even Ketchikan.
The state can decide what to do with about 70% of the stimulus transportation money, but Fairbanks is doubly out of luck because in plans released by state transportation officials this week, none of the money is going to Fairbanks road projects. Fairbanks Borough Mayor Jim Whitaker says the situation can still be salvaged if the state decides to send some of its discretionary money to Fairbanks after all.
There is an out. And the out is that the state has essentially 67% of all stimulus funding that it receives for transportation. That money can be spent at its discretion.
The governor's office says they understand the concern and are looking into the problem to see what they can do. The DOT's Roger Wetherill says if the state gets additional stimulus money, those mid-sized communities should be in line for funding. But he says that money won't come unless other states aren't able to use their transportation funds.
What I can tell you is that Fairbanks is currently on a contingent part of a stimulus list, and that applies to other projects too in other Alaska communities that are equally caught up in this formula issue.
Fairbanks Mayor Whitaker was in Washington this week advocating for interior projects. He says regardless of what happens with the state-allocated money, he's hustling to get stimulus grants and funds that will come directly from federal agencies.
A significant amount of money, hundreds of billions of dollars, would be available for a fair, competitive process. And we've tried to put ourselves in a position to compete for that, and the trip has confirmed that indeed we have that opportunity.
In the meantime, Fairbanks Representative Mike Kelly says he's concerned about the situation and is looking into it.
That's obviously top of mind with me, so we're tracking it. And, you know, as this thing unfolds, we're going to try to see what we can do to fix or mitigate that, but it's a high concern.
Kelly sits on the House Finance Committee and will be taking a final look at the economic stimulus bill dealing with the transportation projects before it goes to the floor for a vote. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.